Hey, Daniel, congrats on the deal. Curious, there's a lot of different aspects that go into a contract. What was, like, most important to you about how the way it was structured? Was it the average value, the length, the guarantees? Just take us through your thoughts on that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's several really, key components to it. And I think, going in, it wasn't really one thing or the other. I think it was, the overall deal and how it, work together and how they balanced each other out. So I don't think there was one thing that was, overridingly more important than the others. I think it was more about the balance of the deal and putting all those things together and the best way we could.
And just how did negotiations work for you? I mean, obviously I don't think you were sitting down at the table with Kevin and Joe, but how did the communication work as far as you with your agents, obviously new agents? Just can you take us through what that process was like?
I was certainly communicating with them a lot and talking to them, getting updates after their conversations with the Giants and I was keeping pretty close touch with all of that and I thought they did a great job.
Thanks.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. Congrats. Was there ever a point where you thought it might not get done? And Joe Shane told us last week that he saw you in the facility on Monday, and he kind of told you this is your first negotiation. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Did it get worse before it got better?
I think, it's my first time going through it. There's certainly a lot of, there's an emotional component to it, as well. We went up to the deadline as you know, but it was good. I think there was probably some points where, you had more confidence and some points of time when you had less confidence. But it was always, I wanted to find a way to work it out, and that was the goal. It was very much my mindset, and I'm glad we did. I'm thrilled to be back.
And I have one more for you. If obviously your contract is your contract and, you're entitled to go for as much as you can, but how cognizant were you of what you get maybe takes from others, and that you and Saquon in some ways were linked here as far as franchise tags and things like that?
When in a situation like this, you're trying to do what's best for you and your family while also balancing, being part of a team and understanding the goals and the vision that we have as a team and as an organization. And that was certainly important to me throughout the deal. And I think we found a way to do both those things and to do it the right way for both sides. So, yeah, that was certainly important to me. Saquon, I've said he means a ton to me as a teammate, as a friend, and means a ton to us as a player. So, certainly I won't talk about his business, but that was a piece of it too.
Thank you.
Ed Valentine.
Hey, Daniel, there have already been this morning a couple of columns that said, oh, Daniel's paid like a franchise quarterback. Now he needs to prove that he is one. Do you feel any added pressure, added responsibility now with the new deal?
I certainly feel, I've always felt that responsibility and playing this position, especially for a team like the New York Giants in the city, you have that responsibility and I take that very seriously, and it certainly doesn't change. I certainly do feel that, and it's my goal to earn that, every day and in the off season while we're preparing for the season, and then when we get to the season, doing my best and preparing this team to win games and to put us in a position to do that. So I take that responsibility very seriously.
Thank you.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Daniel, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Art?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You obviously have mentioned, and seemingly everyone has mentioned, how close you guys got to a deadline yesterday. I'm curious, from your perspective, emotionally, did you take any time after you finally got that, okay, it's agreed upon, that kind of thought about what this process was like? I can't imagine it's been easy the last, especially the last week or so.
Yeah, I certainly did, and yeah, just super grateful, you know, for the opportunity. Grateful to the Mara family, to the Tisch family, and just to be a part of this organization has, you know, meant a ton to me. It's been an honor to represent the team. So, you know, just very grateful for that, and grateful for all the people who've helped me get this opportunity along the way. My family, my friends, my teammates, coaches, everybody. So definitely, you know, took some time to think about that, and talked to a lot of people. I haven't talked to everybody yet, but yeah, just very, very grateful.
People always admire the way you're able to stay even keel. Was it more challenging to prevent your emotions from getting involved here and kind of riding a little bit of a roller coaster, especially down the, you know, the final minutes or final hours of what was going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, there's certainly an emotional component to it, and you feel the pressure of the deadline. So, yeah, I think, you know, I think we all felt that, and I wasn't, you know, I did as well. So, you know, I wanted to be here, like I said, and I'm glad we got it worked out. It was always my goal to get it worked out. I'm glad we did.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Bob Brookover.
Hey, Dan, congratulations. Did you, how did you celebrate this, and how was coming to an agreement on something like this different than being drafted?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had dinner last night with, some friends and my agents, and, yeah, grateful to have the opportunity to be back. You know, I think it's similar to being drafted. It's you know, it's an opportunity to play, but also a, you know, opportunity to go earn it and to you know, prove it and continue to improve as a player and you know, win a lot of football games. So that's my goal, and you know, I'm tremendously excited about the opportunity, but there's certainly a lot of work to do going forward, and I'm excited for that part of it too.
And was it at all strange to be in these intense negotiations, knowing no matter the outcome that you were still going to be a Giant? And why is it more valuable to you to be on this long-term deal than on the tag? I mean, one of the things, obviously, you might have lost Saquon if you didn't get a deal done. Why was that so important to you?
Well, I mean, I think it's better. It's better for the team. You know, it gives us, you know, a little more flexibility, and you know, that's a important component to it. And wanted to be here, wanted to find a way to work it out, so it was good for both sides, and it worked, and it allowed us to, you know, have an opportunity to do what's best for us going forward. So I think that was a key component to it. I think we did that.
Go listen to a good Kings of Leon song.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Jordan Vernon.
Hey, Daniel. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Jordan.
Obviously, I think the question when you mentioned dinner is, did you pick up the check then? I mean, after signing that kind of deal, was that an expectation there at that point?
Yeah, I picked up the tab. Yep.
So, okay, the numbers that were thrown out there throughout the process, you know, there were some big numbers thrown out there. How much did you hear that, and how important was the $40 million mark for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw some of that, and, you know, there was plenty of numbers thrown out, and you know, some may have been true, some may not have been true, so it's a negotiation. That's, you know, part of it, but I'm glad with where we ended up, and I'm excited. I'm excited about it. Excited for the opportunity. I think it's a great deal for both sides, and allows us, you know, to do some things going forward and continue to grow and improve.
Was that $40 million a benchmark number for you at all, or was that an exaggeration as well?
I think, you know, like I said earlier, it was more about the deal as a whole and, you know, each piece of it fitting together in the best way it could.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Congrats.
Thank you.
We'll take four more. Patty Traina.
Hey, Daniel, congratulations.
Thank you.
Daniel, I'm just curious, since this was your first time, you obviously have a lot of contacts around the league, Eli's in the building and whatnot. Did you talk to any quarterbacks or any players who, you know, have gone through this before for the first time to kind of get a feel for how things would go, or did you pretty much rely on what your agents had to say?
Yeah, I spoke to Eli, you know, before the process started and then a little bit, you know, during, and he gave me some good advice and, you know, yeah, I mean, I think his message was just that, you know, things, you know, they'll work out how they're supposed to. And, you know, you feel, you know, one day you're going to feel good about it. One day, you know, not as good, but, you know, just to keep working and, you know, we had, like I said, we had the goal the whole time to get it worked out. So I'm glad we did, but, yeah, he gave me some advice, but yeah, leaned on, my agents and my family, certainly.
And, you know, did you talk to any other players that maybe have gone through this, whether it be teammates, veteran teammates, guys that you played in college with or anything like that, to get some advice?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, certainly my current teammates and you know, some guys who have been through it. But, yeah, I'd say I lean, you know, heavily on my agents and my family.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks.
Pat Leonard.
Hey, Daniel, congrats. Got a couple for you. Where were you physically when you found out the deal was done? Like, how did you find out? Do you remember what time it was?
Yeah, I was in the building. I think it was 353, 354, something like that. I mean, it was right up next to the deadline.
Who'd you find out from? Did your agent call you or just find you in the hallway, or how'd that happen? Were you in the room?
Yeah, they told me, you know, agent told me where it was and I, you know, accepted it. So, yeah, it was exciting. And like I said, very, very grateful, very appreciative of the opportunity.
Why was it important for you to change agencies? And did you feel like the time it took for you to do that, you know, put some pressure on both sides to kind of make it happen in a short amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I'm certainly, you know, very grateful and appreciative of CAA and you know, have some really strong relationships with those guys. Just thought this was the best thing for me going forward to work with athletes first, and, you know, was great working with them. I think, you know, we worked hard these last few weeks to get it done, and you know, I don't want to speculate on how it would have gone if it was different. You know, you never really know, but we got it done and we're here. We're excited about it. I'm excited to be back.
Last quick one. Did you have any conversations with the Giants about going out and getting, you know, a number one receiver, adding to the receiving core? Like, was part of you committing here long term a commitment and a belief that they were going to go and further upgrade your weapons in the passing game so that you can go and earn it, improve it?
I mean, I think that's, you know, that's a question probably for Joe and Dave. You know, none of that was discussed specifically. You know, we were focused on my deal. I was focused on my business and getting the deal done, and I'm excited about it.
Thanks.
Yep.
We'll take two more, Kim Jones and then Tom Canavan.
Hey, Daniel, can you hear me okay? It's Kim.
Yep. Hey, Kim.
Okay. Great. Hi. Congratulations to you. Was there ever a moment during the season, after the season, during these negotiations, where you had to say to yourself, I might not be a Giant long term?
I mean, I think it was always my my goal to be back here and to be here long term. I've really enjoyed being here. I think it's a special place. It's a special organization to be a part of. So it was always my goal and my hope that we'd find a way to work it out and that they would bring me back. So I'm excited about that. I think you go through like with the deal, you go through times you're more confident, times you're less confident, but it was always my goal and hope to be back.
And I heard what you said toward the beginning about Saquon, but you'll forgive me if I ask you yet another question about Saquon Barkley. I mean, is it your expectation you're handing the ball off to him, in September and he's a teammate and he's also happy with everything going on with the Giants? You know him better than most.
I think I'll let Saquon speak for himself. He's meant a ton to me as a teammate, as a player. He's a tremendous part of what we're doing, and he's a big part of this team, I'll let him speak about his business, but he means a lot to me, and I've loved playing with him for sure.
Thank you, Daniel.
Last one here, Tom Canavan.
Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Tom?
Very good. I assume it's taken weeks or months to get this contract together. Did they tell you how long it's going to take to dot all the I's and cross the T's and you can finally put your signature on it, or have you done that yet?
Yes, I signed it last night.
Yeah. Okay. And the other question is, do you have any part in how much your cap hit will be, or is that something you leave to Joe and the agents or whatever?
I think that's something that I let them figure out, and I'm not a expert with any of that stuff or how it all works, and so I let them handle that.